Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com by clicking Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, Nephew Tommy. Subject, my friend, my husband, and my mother. Dear Stephen Shirley, I wrote in about my husband helping out my best friend after her husband died. My mother visited us from Nigeria and said, she told me that I was giving my husband permission to cheat, and I didn't want to believe her. I got so offended by what she said because I trusted my husband. My mom wasn't having it, and she was so persistent that she told me to pass by my friend's house after we picked my son up from preschool. My husband's truck was on the side of my friend's house, not in her driveway, but on the side of her house, a little ways up from her house. She told me to park the car and call my husband. He didn't answer the phone, so my mom was trying to get me to go to my friend's door. I refused to go to her door, and I didn't call her because my mom was too fired up. My husband came home an hour later, and I told him I called him. He said his phone died. He said he was at my friend's house getting a wasp nest off her patio. My mother raised up and told him that we drove by, saw his truck, and called him, and he ignored us. He said it was because he was getting the wasp nest. Then he showed us that his phone was dead. Mom called him a liar, and I wanted her to back down and get out of our business. He yelled at me and said that my mom is all in my head and he hasn't done anything. He swore that he would never help my friend again. That night, my husband said he wants my mother to go home immediately. Should I trust him or listen to my mom? Well, first of all, we got to say...
This is going to be interesting.
Thank you for the follow-up letter. Thank you, Steve. Thank you for this follow-up letter. We appreciate you writing us back and letting us know what's going on. And I have to ask you, what does your gut say? Because you are feeling something right now. That's why you wrote us again with this follow-up letter. Things a little off for you. Your mom has put that in your head, like your husband said, and so much so that you drove by your friend's house and saw your husband's truck parked suspiciously on the side of the house, not in the driveway like you said. But you didn't follow through. You didn't go and knock on the door and see for yourself what was going on, but you did call your husband's phone and he didn't answer. Uh-oh. So now you're confused because you want to continue to trust your husband and you don't want to believe the worst about your friend. And you definitely don't want to agree with your mom that something's going on. But it's not looking good for your husband right now. It's just not. He said he would never help your friend again. I think that's a great idea. She should get someone else to do her work. True, your mom should not be in your business. She should not be in your business. But in her defense, if her suspicions ring true, she's not going to stand by and watch her daughter get hurt. No mother would do that. Your husband wants your mother to go home. That could only be for two reasons. Either she's wrong for butting in your business or she's right about him and your friend. That's it. Steve?
I totally 100% disagree with Shirley. Hey, you know, y'all, first of all, this lady's writing a follow-up letter.
Follow-up, yeah.
So she had written in and told us that her mother was visiting from Nigeria and she had suspicions about her husband. But the wife didn't. The wife has had no suspicions of her. Nothing. So now the suspicion is because she asked her husband to help her friend because her husband had passed and she needs some help. That's the reason that the man is over there. But now, Shirley said, trust your intuition. What is your intuition telling you? Her intuition, her gut ain't telling her nothing. It's her damn mama. Her intuition didn't have no suspicion. This is her old ass mama who ain't got no man. I don't know how to keep a man. Now I want to tell her daughter how to get rid of the one she got. This letter is sickening to me. And Shirley's response, this response is not the proper response. You know, I wrote in about my husband helping out my best friend after her husband died. You asked him to do that. My mother visited from Nigeria, and she told me I was giving my husband permission to cheat. And I didn't want to believe her, and I was offended by what she said because I trusted my husband, which means her gut wasn't telling her anything. Her mama. Man. Her damn mama. And she ain't still ain't felt nothing. My mom wasn't having it, and she was so persistent, she told me to pass by my friend's house after we picked up my son from preschool. My husband's truck was on the side of my friend's house, not in her driveway, but on the side of her house, a little ways up from her house. What the hell he parked his truck at? What is that a description of? On the side of her house, not in the driveway, but up from her house. Lady, what? You see, we're picking at straws now. She told me to park the car and call my husband. He didn't answer the phone, so my mom was trying to get me to go to my friend's door. I refused, and I didn't call her to go to her door, and I didn't call her because my mom was too fired up. My husband came home an hour later. I told him I called him, and he said his phone died. You hear that? His phone died. And then he said, he volunteered this information right quick. He said he was at my friend's house getting a wasp nest off her patio. She didn't ask him what he was doing.
All right. Hang on, Steve. We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, my friend, my husband, and my mother. We'll get back into it right after this.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's strawberry letter. My friend, my husband, and my mother.
This is a follow-up letter. A lady wrote us and told her mother was visiting from Nigeria and she had suspicions about her husband cheating because she told her daughter, you gave him permission to cheat by sending him over to her best friend's house to help her fix some things because her husband had passed. Why is your messy-ass mama in this? Shirley said, what does your gut tell you? Well, she said in the letter, she said, I was giving my husband permission to cheat. This is what her mother said. And I didn't want to believe her. I got so offended by what she said because I trusted my husband. So she didn't have no intuition that her husband was up to something and doing something. Her mama put this in her head, Shirley.
She did. Her I agree.
Busybody ass mama. So she was so persistent in it, after they picked up the kid from school one day, told her to drive by your friend's house. My husband's truck was on the side of my friend's house. Not in her driveway, but on the side of her house. A little ways up from her house. Okay. I don't know what that mean, but what? She told me to park the car and call my husband. He ain't answered the phone. So my mom was trying to get me to go to my friend's door. I refused to go to the door, and I didn't call her because my mom was too fired up. My husband came home an hour later. I told him I called him. He said his phone died. Perfect. Perfect. But I'm going to show you what makes this one so good. Because, see, me, that would be the perfect lie. My phone died. Mm-hmm. I charged it up in the car on the way here. That would have been perfect lie. But he said my phone died. He said he was at my friend's house getting a wasp nest off her patio. You didn't ask him what he was doing. He said, I called you at my friend's house. You ain't answer my phone. He said, well, my phone died and I was getting a wasp nest off your friend's patio. That's easy to confirm. Ask your friend if she had a wasp nest. Okay. My mother raised up this lonely raggedy by herself ass old ass woman, raises up and says, that's not nice.
That's not nice.
She in this man business. That ain't nice. Her old raggedy busybody, no man having ass mama. That's who this is. Raised up and told him, we drove by, saw your truck. You called and you ignored us. He said it because he was getting the wasp nest. How you gonna answer the phone if it's dead and get the wasp nest down? Then he showed us, come on, my man, that his phone was dead. My man, come through. So now, he didn't even lie like I did. Because I done lied and said my phone was dead. Then I charged it in the car on the way home. He didn't even do that. So this bro even took, my mom called him a liar. What? why is your ass Miss Negative by yourself ass mama-in-law calling the man a liar? And I wanted her to back down and get out of her business. She been in your business since she got there. He yelled at me and said that my mom is all up in my head and he ain't done nothing. And guess what? There is no proof other than your mama's suspicion that you gave your husband permission to cheat when you told him to go over your best friend's house whose husbands had died and help her out. That's all it is. And your mama came to the conclusion that if you tell a man to go over your best friend's house, you gave him permission to cheat. That's a theory of hers. He swore that he would never help my friend again. He said, that's cool. I ain't helping her no damn more. I'm out of this hell. That night, my husband said he wants my mother to go home immediately. I want her out of my house. Should I trust him or listen to him, your mom? Okay, now, here's your options with that. First of all, if you trust your husband, based on the information, he's done nothing. You have no information that your husband is cheating. You have no text messages. You have no pictures. You have no late night phone. He ain't hiding his phone from you. Your girlfriend, you ain't saying your girlfriend acting funny now. You ain't said none of that. Nothing says your husband is cheating. So, should I trust him? Okay. Or should I listen to my mama? Yeah, listen to your mama. Go get some divorce papers, file for divorce, and put in the paperwork infidelity. And then go to court with your infidelity facts. Ask for the house. Tell him you don't want him no more. Go on back out there and try to find you a new husband. And listen to your mama. Leave him and get a divorce and never speak to this man again. And then make, you know, when you don't put out irreconcilable differences, put in the paperwork infidelity. And then let's go to court with your infidelity proof. And let's see how that go for you. If you listen to your mama, you're going to end up like your mama.
Write us again.
Somebody's house from Nigeria without a man. And now she don't want nobody else to have a man because your daddy cheated on her.
All right. Leave your comments on today's Strawberry Letter on Instagram and on Facebook at Steve Harvey FM.
Lord Jesus.
And check out the Strawberry Letter podcast. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.